Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and our conversation is with Jim Lockhart, Director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Jeff Smith. Jim, during this difficult time in our financial markets, FHFA has been working with the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve Board, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the federal banking agencies to monitor market conditions and coordinate regulatory activities. Could you tell us a bit about how you are working and plan to continue to collaborate with these other government agencies in this area?
Well, over the last really 2 years that the mortgage market problems have started to erupt, we've been working closely with all those that you mentioned, as well as the Housing and Urban Development Department, because OFAO actually was in that department. Now we're an independent agency. But one of the things we have done is work very closely with the Treasury and the Fed in trying to encourage these companies to raise capital over the last few years. And we were actually – that was a very important thing over the last year and a half to keep them in the marketplace, was to have them raise capital. And they raised significant capital. Unfortunately, the market just really dried up by last summer before we put them in conservatorship, and it was much – They couldn't raise capital again, and that was one of the reasons we put them into conservatorship. But we have a very strong working relationship with those groups. We work on the TARP Oversight Board with many of those. There's the President's Management Group that looks at financial markets that we sometimes are involved with. And then there's a whole series of ongoing meetings we have with regulators and others. And the whole idea is to try to have a coordinated approach to solving the mortgage market problem. Another group that I mentioned before is this Hope Now Alliance, which we've been working very closely with Fannie, Freddie, the regulators and the mortgage servicers, the trustees and investors in mortgages, again, to try to get people to work together on how to prevent foreclosures and modify loans. So it's been a very close and collaborative relationship. We've also obviously worked closely with the White House and the people there in the NEC.
Do you get involved with any of the international discussions that are occurring around the broader financial crisis?
Not to a great extent, but you have to remember that Fannie and Freddie are borrowers worldwide. A lot of their funding is coming from outside the U.S. A lot of their investors were central banks around the world. And so it was very important, again, as we looked at the conservatorship, to keep that investment base. And certainly Treasury has been keeping us very informed of that, and as has the Federal Reserve. And Fannie and Freddie, you know, go out and market their securities around the world.
Great. So as we look with hindsight, it appears that the mortgage market pendulum swung extremely widely towards easy credit, poor underwriting, risky mortgages, and potentially even fraud. And so the market obviously had to correct. Could you elaborate on your agency's efforts to ensure that the pendulum doesn't swing too far in the other direction of too tight credit standards?
Very good question. First of all, yes, the pendulum just swung much too wide the other way. There was a lot of liquidity out there, a lot of people looking for investments, and there was underwriting standards really fell. Freddie and Fannie standards were significantly better than the mortgage market overall, but they also stretched, especially in 06 and 07. We put a lot of constraints on them during that period. We actually had an extra capital requirement. We actually froze their portfolios so they couldn't grow their portfolios. So there was a lot of activity that went on. Also, working with the bank regulators, imposed upon them guidances on buying non-traditional mortgages. Those are the higher risk type mortgages and subprime mortgages. And we did it not only for the ones they bought, but if they bought a mortgage-backed security created by Wall Street, it had to be those underlying mortgages also had to comply. Now, Fannie and Freddie, because they own over 50% of the mortgages in this market, and last year their market share was something like 70% of all mortgages bought, are in a position to impose standards on the market, and they have historically. And so what we've been working with them is to make sure that they are good underwriting standards going forward, and they are in place now. Just a couple of weeks ago, they put out with our blessing standard for appraisers. One of the problems in the fraud was that there were bad appraisals in that period. They put forward some new standards that we had been working very closely with them. Another thing we're making sure is you know, as you tighten your underwriting standards, you want to do it in a way that doesn't cause havoc in the marketplace. So we've tried to, as they look at their pricing, make sure that they're not overcharging for risk at this point. And then, you know, some financial institutions are doing that. When we put them in a conservatorship, they were about ready to raise what they called an adverse market fee by 25 basis points. They withdrew that. So what we're trying to do is to work with them to provide guidance to the marketplace on appropriate underwriting standards, and I think that has gotten much better. At the same time, you're right, we don't want to cause the market to tighten too much. And so they have been trying wherever they can to continue to price products, not overcompensate for risk. We basically told them, you're losing money on that old book of business, but we don't want to try to make it up on this book of business. We want you to price your 2009 mortgages based on the risk in 2009.
Right. So just create a balance there.
Right.
Going back to some of our earlier discussion, what recommendations would you make on how the government should best coordinate the many agencies, Treasury, Federal Reserve, FHFA, the bank regulators, SEC, that all play an important and mutually reinforcing roles in responding to this financial crisis? And do you have any suggestions about how the next administration might best organize that kind of coordination?
Well, the Treasury Department put out a blueprint, I think, in March last year. And I think that was an important document. I think there are too many regulators. One of the good things about our legislation is we actually took three different regulatory groups and put them into one agency. And I think that's sort of the blueprint going forward, is there are too many regulators. We need to get better coordinated going forward. And certainly the bank regulators need to work together on that. I'm hopeful that the new administration will look at that blueprint and work on pulling together the regulatory groups in a more coordinated fashion. We've had ad hoc meetings and everything, but I think there needs to be some more framework around it. There is a group that we're not on that we should be on, which is the bank regulators have an examination council. It was in our original legislation. It didn't happen. We should be on that. But the key thing is the regulators have to work together. Mortgages, for instance, are so pervasive in the banking system that all these different groups need to work together to set standards, to make sure that underwriting is done in a safe and sound manner, that people understand the mortgages they get into. One of the big problems we had was people didn't understand the mortgages they were taking out in 06 and 07. They had these teaser rates, and they didn't understand the rates were going to go up. They didn't understand all the details of the mortgages, didn't know that they were going to have to pay property taxes, some people. I mean, it was a whole series of lack of education that was also a problem. So we need to do it a lot better, I'm sure we have moved along that over the last couple of years, and I'm very hopeful that the new administration will move that ball forward.
Now, I understand that you work with the new CEOs of Fannie and Freddie to establish employee retention programs. Could you tell us about your efforts to encourage key employees to stay and to continue to make important improvements to the two enterprises?
Well, that's critical. Any organization, whether it's private sector or government sector, the people are the key. And it was obviously a shock to the two companies to be put into conservatorship. It's something that they didn't expect. Frankly, it's something I didn't expect. But we wanted to make sure that we could keep those key people, and key people, I mean, really the whole organization. There are so many important people there working together. We were mentioning all the remediation efforts they're doing, all the systems efforts, all the accounting. And so what we needed to do and what we did put in place is retention programs at both companies to make people sure that people would stay there. We've been working very closely with the new CEOs and the human resource groups in both companies to continue to work on the compensation systems in these two companies. And that's important. Also important, I think, is just rebuilding the morale of the organizations. With one of the two companies, I went out and did a town hall. And Secretary Paulson's done town halls with the companies with the idea, talk to them about where the importance of those organizations, and they are extremely important to the mortgage market in this country, and therefore the economy in this country, and they have an extremely important mission of providing liquidity and stability, but also affordable housing. You think of mortgages, think of single-family mortgages. Important thing that they do is multifamily mortgages for apartment buildings and condos and other things to help people in this country. And so it's very, very important that we keep these two companies working together to provide that kind of stability to the mortgage market.
Now, Jim, we're reaching the end of our time, and as you know, I always like to get a personal perspective on public service. So given your extensive experiences with PBGC, Social Security, and now FHFA, what advice would you give to a person who's perhaps now considering a career in public service, perhaps in the federal government?
Well, Albert, I really think it's a very important calling, and I would encourage everybody to that's getting out of college or, looking for a career change to think about it. There's a lot of different and very dynamic agencies in this government. As I said before, the people that we'll be working with are very dedicated, hardworking. I can tell you, for instance, at Social Security, I probably visited 100 offices around the country. Mm-hmm. Just working with those people that were working with the American people was just, to me, really nice to be there and see the dedication that they had. Public service is a real calling, and I think it's an important calling, but also I think it's very fulfilling, and you can learn a lot. I mean, that's the other thing that oftentimes you can get thrown into areas that, are very large. I mean, here we have an agency of 400 people looking over $6 trillion of assets. You just think about that. So my view is that there's a lot of activity. We as an agency are continuing to hire people, not surprisingly. We're looking for people, and especially with financial skills. We're seeing people come out of Wall Street and deciding to, come work for us. And that's really nice. I think government service is a great experience. And I think now that, there's more and more emphasis, and I was very pleased to see that President-elect Obama just appointed recently a performance officer. That's critical to me. And I think that culture is brought more and more to the government. It's even going to mean more to people coming into the government that they only get the private, the psychic benefit, if you will, working in the government, but also the benefit of really understanding that you are performing and getting results for the American people and taxpayers.
That's great. It's a wonderful perspective. Thank you. We have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Jeff and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the various roles that you've held in the federal government.
Well, thank you, Albert, and thank you, Jeff. I very much enjoyed this segment, and I really... one of the things that I, as I said before, I really learned in the government is how dedicated the workforce is. And I can tell you that the team we have put together at FHFA is really outstanding. We've had to do about 3 or 4 different jobs all at the same time. We've put together a whole new agency in less than 6 months, pulling together 3 different agencies. We put the two companies into conservatorship and had to learn a whole new skill set. I'm very thankful for the hard work that they have given. And as I said before, there's the mission of providing safety and soundness to the mortgage market is so critical.
Great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with James Lockhart, Director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. My co-host has been Jeff Smith, director in IBM's Federal Civilian Practice. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.